You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down Dalal Street. It is hump day, Wednesday, the 3rd of July 2019. We have seen two successive days of gains on Dalal Street. What can we expect from the street today? That is precisely what I bring to you with my morning cup of coffee, ready and steaming right now, all ready to take the day on. And here is hoping that that is how you've started your day as well. This is a morning walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Despite weak auto sales data, as well as a fall in GST collections below the 1 lakh crore rupee mark since February, bulls have managed to steal the show. The Nifty 50, after starting on a muted note, managed to reclaim 11,900 levels for the first time since the 13th of June. The market seems to be waiting for the Union Budget of the Government of India, which is scheduled to be presented on the 5th of July this week. Experts feel that we could witness a pre-budget rally in the run-up to the event on expectations of various measures to be adopted by the government to boost the economic growth of the country. Real estate, pharmaceuticals, infrastructure, FMCG, and steel sectors could be expected to show upside movements for the rest of this week, according to experts. If those were local concerns, what are global concerns? Trade war fears have not faded away completely. The Indian government may impose anti-dumping duty on imports of certain types of steel products from the EU, Japan, the US, and South Korea, as the Commerce Ministry has started an investigation into an alleged dumping of the item following complaints from domestic players. If it would be established that dumping is impacting domestic players, it would recommend imposition of a certain amount of anti-dumping duty, which, if levied, would be adequate to remove the injury to the domestic industry. The Indian rupee, meanwhile, ended almost flat yesterday at 68.95 against the American dollar in a lackluster trade as participants preferred to sit on the fence ahead of the Union budget. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in Indian markets for 512 crore rupees, while DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 141 crore rupees, according to provisional data. Quick look at the charts now. Nifty has formed a bullish candle, which also resembles a hanging man kind of pattern on the charts. I love this pattern. I think harami, hanging man, spinning top, these are some of my favorite patterns. The index ended above 11,900 levels for the first time, as we know, since the 13th of June, and has formed a bullish candle, which resembles a hanging man pattern on the daily charts. Just look at it. You can see why it's called a hanging man. Buying interest has been seen at lower levels and supports are shifting higher, which indicates that bulls are back on track to ride the next move. But a strong rally is possible only if the index crosses 11,920. This, according to experts. Experts are also telling us to watch out for these three levels over the course of today: 11,814, 11,917, and 12,000. Maximum call open interest seen at 12,000 and 12,500. Maximum put open interest 11,500 and 11,000. Finally, we spoke to Religare Broking, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be two buy calls and one sell call. DLF has a buy call. It ended trade yesterday at 192.30 rupees. Target we're looking at for today is 205 rupees. Place your stop loss at 182 rupees for an upside of 7%. That's DLF for you with a buy call. Engineers India, which has a buy call as well, ended trade yesterday at 120.55 rupees. Target we're looking at is 132 rupees. Stop loss 116 rupees, 116, for an upside of 10%. And finally, Maruti Suzuki India with a sell call. Last trading price 6,559 rupees. Target 6,300 rupees. Stop loss at 6,670 rupees for a downside of 4%. So DLF and Engineers India with buy calls and Maruti Suzuki with a sell call. Well, I think I've told you everything you need to know before going into trade this morning on the 3rd of July. I'll, of course, see you later in the evening to give you a recap and take stock of whatever we spoke about taking shape or not. And, of course, there is the business of life going on and stuff happening, which I will recall and recap for you at the end of the day on Stories of the Day. Do write into us in the meanwhile, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor. And Good morning.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.